As the wildfires continue to rage across parts of Spain and France, another heat wave is threatening to hamper firefighting efforts. Spain's National Weather Service says the country is bracing for its fourth heat wave of the summer, with temperatures expected to exceed 40 degrees Celsius in some areas. Across France and Spain, around 330,000 people have been driven from their homes and vacation sites by the huge wildfires. Eduardo Rojas is a professor in forestry at the Polytechnic University of Valencia in Spain and is chair of the Spanish Board of Foresters. He joined me earlier. Eduardo, can you tell me about the conditions that firefighters are dealing with right now with these very significant fires in many parts of Europe?
Especially in Spain and France in this moment, the situation is quite critical. In the case of Spain, the situation was more critical a week ago, more or less. Then 2-3 days ago, there was a cooling situation. The temperature went down, the nights were cooler. There was a little bit more humidity. This provided the fire brigades some opportunities, but now temperatures are going back high, humidity is low. But the different fires are half controlled, let's be prudent, so that there is not an expectation that they might enlarge a lot. There is one area in this big Western Madrid fire, three fires have melted into one, where there is a worse scenario going in direction Portugal. The others are practically stabilized.
These fires, how do they compare to what has been seen before in Spain?
Well, especially this threefold fire around Madrid has a very special situation. That is what the specialists call the wildland urban interface. We saw it 1.5 years ago when Trump took over for the second time. Those days, Los Angeles neighborhoods were burning. And this is a similar fire to those conditions. Of course, Spain is not like US. The houses here are more modest and so on. But it is a similar kind of fire. And this fire, especially if these neighborhoods are quite extended, and this is the case here, they create a lot of hesitation. It is near the capital, so there is more attention that something happening very far away. There was also the shock 3 weeks before of the fire in Almeria with 13 death toll. These kind of fires create a big hesitation. And the region Madrid, we have a federal system as well, has never had big fires because most of it is hardly burnable and the mountains are humid and they don't burn so easy. But this area is a little bit intermediate and with lots of houses. And that has also created a gap of means. We have a lot of means for firefighting, but in this situation, we have lots of houses threatened, then no one is carrying on the real fire. So the fire expands uncontrolled during 2, 3, 4 days of optimal conditions. And once the situation is half controlled, then you go back and you see that you have the fire has moved 30, 40 kilometers and it's hardly to extinguish. This happened very dramatically in Greece some years ago that there was near 100 people died in coastal resort area, and then the fire became impossible to extinguish during many days due to the fact that there was no means for tackling both challenges.
Eduardo, here in Australia, we have professional firefighters in the cities, and then we have a lot of volunteers in the rural areas. Do you have something similar to that in Spain?
No, that model is more typical of France, that in this moment is having really challenges because they have much more vegetation than we have. It's more humid, but the hot air moves from the Sahara up and they are really having serious challenges. In Spain, this is all professional groups. Doesn't say that in the forest part of firefighting, not in the more urban part, there are also seasonal contracts because there is a significant part of Spain, especially the mountainous and cool, where practically the challenge is from mid-June to late September. The rest of the year, there are no critical situations. So there is a small permanent staff. But those who are really doing the more less qualified labor, they are contracted for these 3-4 months, and there are some discussions about if they should not be fully due to trade unions and labor issues. But the key staff is civil servants.
Eduardo, is there shock from people in Spain about the scale of these fires right now?
Yes, there is a shock, as I comment, because despite specialists knew that this kind of wildland-urban interface was very delicate, and we knew it from other countries, and we had some issues, but never there has been such a big neighborhood. I mean, Madrid has 6 million people, and they don't have a sea like you have in Sydney or in Melbourne, or we have in Valencia, Barcelona, and the coastal cities. They are 6 hours from the coast. And many people in the 60s, 70s, 80s built houses around in these areas without any urban planning. And this is our big problem, that these neighborhoods, there is no planning that prevents forest fires. And this is the first time that it has been, and eventually there is also a lack of experience how to tackle with this kind of fires, that where you have houses and people all around. If the area is empty, it's much more easier to work for the firefighters. They can use a counterfire, for example, but if you have people in the middle, it's not possible to do it. So they lose several elements. They cannot throw water because it could damage people by plane. So there are lots of limitations having many people around. And this has never been experienced in Spain in that size.
Eduardo, thank you so much for making some time this morning.
You're welcome.